Hi, friends. This is The Path to Joy, and I'm your host, Melissa Bloom. It all started with a picnic in my living room. Andy, my husband, is very organized. One could say to a fault, but I don't feel it's a fault. I love it. When he goes a little overboard with organization or planning, I just laugh. It doesn't bother me. It is who he is. And he was very excited to start this new tradition in our house on Thursday nights at dinner. So the plan is now we discuss our weekend plans on Thursday so we have time to plan something really fun rather than get to the weekend and trying to figure out what we're going to do. Right? He's so organized. It's not exactly a democratic process, maybe more benevolent dictatorship, but it's all got us thinking about fun weekend plans a little ahead of time. So this past week, Andy brought up the idea of a picnic in our living room, and Alexander, one of my twins, was immediately on board. He remembered the last time we had a picnic. We laid out a blanket on the carpet and everyone helped put snacks in ramekins. We had newspapers for Andy only and lots of books. I thought the last one had been just a few years ago, maybe two. Well, organized Andy went to find the photo. He took up the last picnic and it was from 2018. The twins were 6 years ago. I could not believe that much time had gone by. Joshua, Alexander's twin, was reading the Elephant and Piggy books. Do you know those books from Mo Willems? This picnic, he brought over some fantasy tome that had like 9 books in the series, and every book is 500 to 1,000 pages. I mean, the change is just startling. Also at this picnic, Alexander created some Morse code messages for us all to solve, and I realized that my brain is now the slowest in our house. Everyone finished that Morse code project before I did, and honestly, if I see another dot and dash, I'm going to scream. But let's get back to the picnic. It was the picnic, the same people, the same space, the same activities, 6 years later, that really just struck me. My day-to-day life feels so routine. I really am a creature of habit. I wake up at the same time. I eat pretty much the same foods. I cook the same foods. I live in the same house with the same people. I drive to the same places, Trader Joe's, Wegmans. Everything feels the same. And yet, in 6 years, so much has changed. I have a whole new career. I created this business with all these different arms. And for me, it was a complete reinvention over the last few years. A worldwide pandemic has taken place. Ben, who edits this podcast, is looking at colleges and is almost a fully formed adult. Well, kind of. I might get a big eye roll from the kind of, but it's true. We're working on some adult skills. I'm apparently middle-aged now. I lost a parent, and my mom no longer has a home in Florida and New York, which we've had places in as a family for decades, my whole life really, and is moving to Pennsylvania. And so much has changed internally too. I don't feel like the same person. I feel so much more solid, grounded, connected to other people, grateful. Grateful in a way I don't think I've ever felt, ever. It's startling to me that despite the fact that my days are so routine and I haven't made any crazy moves to Madagascar, everything is different. My life feels completely different. I know sometimes these shifts happen in one fell swoop, like a marriage or a career change, an illness, having a child, a move, a pandemic. But sometimes the shifts are subtle. They're almost imperceptible. And one day, you create a living room picnic 6 years later, and everything is different. It's moving fast, my friends. It doesn't always feel like it is, but it is. Enjoy, savor each day. We've been handed a gift. And thank you to my editor, Ben Kish. Thanks so much for listening, friends. Join me again every Tuesday and Thursday on your favorite podcast app for more episodes of The Path to Joy. Enjoy the journey.